NPR's business news starts with pension problems for Illinois. The credit rating for the state of Illinois has taken another step closer to junk bond status. Illinois already had the lowest credit rating in the nation before it was downgraded again this week by Moody's and Fitch. The state legislature adjourned last week without addressing a $100 billion pension shortfall. So as NPR's David Shaper reports, the governor is calling lawmakers back.
Illinois owes the pension funds for public employees just a massive amount of money.
It's at least $100 billion, and it grows by $17 million every day.
That's Madeline Dubeck with Reboot Illinois, a nonpartisan digital and social media effort to engage citizens in solving state government woes. And Dubeck blames state lawmakers.
Their inaction was the equivalent of tying a 32,000-pound weight around the neck of every taxpayer in Illinois.
$32,000 is what Dubeck says every Illinois taxpayer would have to shell out to cover the pension shortfall and pay off a backlog of bills. Moody's cites the legislature's political paralysis in downgrading Illinois' credit rating, and that prompted Governor Pat Quinn to call a special legislative session to begin June 19th.
This is an alarm bell for the Speaker of the House, the President of the Senate, all the members of the legislature to come together and get the job done. The job is put a bill on my desk so I can sign it into law.
But Illinois' House and Senate, both controlled by Quinn's fellow Democrats, have very different pension reform plans with no compromise in sight. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.